sometimes no matter where we go, we find something from Lorain County Community College, because obviously it's Lorain County, so they're everywhere, and including here in North Ridgeville. They've got the Ridge Campus, which opened in 2013, and to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in that building is Tracy Green, Vice President of Strategic and Institutional Development. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
How much time do you spend over at that particular building?
I truly enjoy being over there. I'm typically at main campus, but a lot of our programs are growing in that building, so I'm spending more and more time over there.
Let's talk about what programs are there. People see it on the highway, and they come by here. They see this sort of a block kind of building, different than a campus kind of thing. But what's happening there on the floors of that?
Well, inside that building, we really looked at what are those growing industries and for this community. So you talked about cars driving by. When we started looking at the growth opportunities for our community, we realized that 77,000 cars pass by this intersection on a daily basis. And that was back when we were doing our planning in 2011. So as we looked at that, we said, okay, what are those growing industries and what can we bring to offer to this community? And so you're going to find a lot of IT, information technology, huge growing field, as well as allied health and nursing. As you can imagine, healthcare with the growth in this community, they're really looking for the right talent. So we brought some of those programs right to this community.
Are these programs that are offered at your other facilities, or are they exclusive here?
Some are exclusive here, such as our cybersecurity and digital forensics. So you think about computers as well as, some of those features where maybe BCI or other law enforcement agencies really need to be looking at, cybercrime. And so we've developed a digital forensics and cybersecurity program. And as we've done so, we really leverage that to be at that facility because it is so closely connected to IT. And within those, students coming out of a two-year degree are making $60,000 to $65,000 a year.
It sounds like a fascinating growth field.
It really is. And so not only are we using it for students to get educated and get connected to the employers in that field, but, there's some pretty sophisticated equipment in there. And from a software and from a hardware standpoint, we also partnered with the local law enforcement. So they're able to come into that building and do their own investigations using our equipment in a certified lab. So it really is a resource for the entire community.
It also gives the students an opportunity to see how this applies to the real world, if you want to say that.
It really does. And they get connected to those that are working in this field, and most of them have jobs right at the time that they graduate, if not before.
Talk more about some of the healthcare things that are taking place.
So if you walk into the first floor of our Ridge campus, you're going to see something called our simulation center. And this is where you're going to find mannequins that look just like humans. And so our allied health and nursing students, whether they're first responders or our nursing field, they actually will be certified using those simulators. And so the simulators really look and feel like a real human, and they respond to the conditions in which they're programmed. So, a student can be a trial and error on a simulator versus a real person. So it's a pretty cool environment.
I've walked in that lobby and been part of programs over there, and there you are, and you look and you think, am I in a hospital? Is that an ER right there? And that's what you're talking about.
That's what we have to prepare our students for. It really does look like a hospital setting, but allows them a safe environment to really have that coaching from our faculty to improve how they respond, bedside manner, all of those components that really go into making a critical healthcare provider.
Now, I talked to Craig about people, what they see a lot of times is the big sign and the thing that's on the roof. What's going on top of the building?
Sure. So you can't miss the big sign, of course. But, every building that we create, we are committed to being environmentally friendly. And so every building is LEED certified. And on that roof, you have a sustainable rooftop. So it really does help with irrigation and other environmental conditions. And so as we look at whether it's the Ridge campus or a campus on or a building on our main campus, we look at how are we helping to create that sustainable environment.
So what's up there? Bruce says there are plants up there. Are there plants up there?
There are plants up there. Now, we are not using those for an agricultural program or anything like that, but they do help with the insulation, with the irrigation, with rainwater collection. So it is it's a flat rooftop, and there are plants growing up there.
And I have plants growing on my roof. I'm supposed to get up on a ladder and remove them from the gutter. This is obviously any rainwater that comes down, obviously,
can be
used
recycled by
the plants. In there,
exactly.
Is there any kind of energy efficiency with that building, too?
Yeah, every LEED certified building has to meet energy efficiency requirements. So we looked at that from our LED lighting and from, you know, all of the automation technologies that help to drive that energy efficiency in the building.
And, of course, it's just a quick drive off the highway, too. So it's a lot of people coming into that and using that facility. I guess that was a key spot, really, why you decided to put something.
It really was. You know, mentioning that those 77,000 cars, as we looked at, you know, how do we take education out to the community? We serve a lot of adults, and adults are busy. They're working, they have families, they're involved in their community. So we're trying to put our education close to home and making it convenient. This location was absolutely ideal. In fact, I drove in from Amherst this morning, and getting off the highway, I can't miss the sign. And one of the things that we are promoting on that is on February 27th at 6:30 p.m. at our Ridge campus, high school students and their families can come in to learn more about College Credit Plus. And that's where high schoolers are taking college courses, whether at their high school or at that facility or at our main campus, and earning college credit before they ever graduate.
So there's more things you're doing to get educating the students at affordable prices.
Absolutely. So I looked at some of the numbers, and just North Ridgeville students last year, just in North Ridgeville, 143 of them took college courses, earning almost 1,500 credit hours, saving families nearly $500,000. So that's just one community. And overall in Lorain County this year, we have about 2,700 high school students taking advantage of that. So they're getting a jump start on college, they're saving money, and they're really able to explore what it is that they want to do as they move
forward.
They're
not burdened with a lot of debt when they enter the workforce, so that they can focus on a career and build from there, and they're not starting in the hole, as it were.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's only made possible because of the partnerships. I know Jim Powell was on here earlier this morning, and you know, from that perspective, it's the partnerships with our local school districts. North Ridgeville's been a wonderful district to work with, and that's really how we've been able to pull this together.
Where are you in terms of registration, next round of classes, things of that nature?
So our spring semester, believe it or not, if you call it spring out there, started just about 3-4 weeks ago, mid-January. And we are seeing, you know, the same level of enrollment that we did last year. So that's an indication that, you know, people are working and they're looking for that next career opportunity. So we're delighted with the enrollment and the utilization. We are seeing more high school students taking advantage of that as well. So that's part of our enrollment growth plan.
There's going to be a lot more people in the workforce a lot sooner, Craig. That's what's happening. They're getting it out there younger. So all the enthusiasm getting into the workforce. But you're providing them with the education and also the skills that this community would need.
Yeah,
when
you
talk about matching jobs and skills. So
that's true.
Something to do there, too.
And along those lines, you know, one of the unique features of the building that's really, you know, if I were a baseball player, I could throw a ball as close as we are to the Ridge campus. That's the first outreach center where we've offered a full university partnership program. So inside that building, you'll find our computer science and engineering program that is delivered both by Lorain County Community College and the University of Toledo. And it's a five-year engineering degree. You take 1 year as an intern or co-op experience. But this location is ideal when you think of the intersection of all the highways that come through here. So we're drawing students all the way from Norwalk into Cuyahoga, Medina County to this facility for that program specifically.
And it works well as an advertisement, too, for you, as you talk about all the people that drive by. Usually when I drive by on this road, the only thing I would ever see bright would be the Autorama drive-through when you get to that particular industry. But now you got the big sign out there as well promoting all sorts of things that are happening with the college, and we always appreciate you stopping in and getting us updated on what's going on. Tracy Green with the Lorain County Community College, the VP for Strategic and Institutional Development, joining us, talking about the Ridge campus.